Okay, so we are continuing on Daf Vav and Beis, right, with this story, finishing up this comparison between Garmam Yeshel Edom, which you'll remember is the daughter of Edom that can threaten to destroy the entire world if they were to leave, and Rome itself, right, which is Edom, because Rome was founded and is descended from Esav, and Esav is referred to as Edom, right? This is Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said, "Tlas mea k'tirei tagai kebegarman yishal edom, tlas mea shisim vechamsha merzavni kebaremi." There are 300 people who wear crowns in Edom, in Garmam yishal Edom, and there are 365 dukes or noblemen in Rome. On every day, basically they come out against each other, and one of them is killed. Mitra diluk me. Malcha, and they then will attempt to choose a king among all of them. So they're, so to speak, recycling their kings pretty much continuously. Okay. V'amar Yitzchak, Im yom l'chadam, yagati v'l'matzasi, al te'amein. Yagati v'matzasi, al te'amein, yagati v'matzasi, te'amein. Rabbi Yitzchak says, if somebody says to you, "I've worked so hard at learning Torah and it never worked out," don't believe him. He's not telling the truth. He didn't really work. He says, "I didn't work hard and it worked out well for me." Altamein, also don't believe him. Torah doesn't come without hard work. Yagati umatzasi, I worked hard and it worked out for me. Ta'amein, you should believe him. Hanei mili, that's true. But divrei Torah, that's true when it comes to Torah. Aval b'masal matan siyase hu min shmaya. When it comes to Torah, that's true. You don't work hard, you work hard, it'll work out. You don't work hard, it won't work out. But when it comes to business, there you need help from God. Presumably you need... You need also help from God. Meaning, it's not that say you'll do really really well without working hard. It's that if you don't work hard, vada, you won't do well. But you also need help from God. So it says a little different. So rolo amron el lechadud de avalu kmei girsa siyad min shmei. It says divrei Torah. You can work hard to work things out. To work out the lumdus, to understand things better, but just to remember the basic facts, that already you'll need God's help to work on your memory. Right. It's hard to remember things. This is the Rabbi Yitzchak says something else. If you see a Rasha who's for the moment doing really well, says, don't fight with him. Don't try to bring him down. It won't work. Because it says, Al tiskarim mirim. Don't compete with people doing evil. And even more so, he'll succeed. Because it says, right, they will cause his ways to succeed all the time, right? Hashem will cause his ways to succeed, and not even more than that. If you bring him to a Bezdin, if you try to put him on trial, he won't. He'll win. It says, as the apostle continues to say, right? That Mishpat will not work against him, and not just that, right? He will see his enemies brought down in court cases, as it's called Saravia Piachbahem. All of those who trouble him, he will breathe it on him, he will blow them over. Right, when somebody's evil is doing well, leave him alone. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing him to do well for the moment. Don't go anywhere near him. Obviously, this is related to the writers about Rome, and because Chazal lived at a time when Rome was very, very strong, and they're answering the theological challenge and saying, no, Hashem allows it to happen in the meantime, and therefore don't interfere. It's part of Hashem's plan. Inni, is that really true? It's permitted to compete with Rishayim, with evildoers in this world. It says, those who leave the Torah will praise evil, and those who keep the Torah will keep will compete with them. V'sanyan, we have Raisa. Rabbi Doistai Bar Matan, Amar Mutar Leisgarf Rishayim Ben Lama says, Rabbi Doistai Bar Matan said, it's permitted to compete with Rishayim, with evildoers in this world. V'im lachashcha adam leimar al tiskar mareim ve'al tekaneh ba'isi avla. And if somebody was to tell you, don't compete with those who do evil, the pasuk that we originally darshaned, right? And don't be jealous, don't think evil of those who do evil. That's somebody who's afraid. Somebody who's afraid will tell himself that, but if you're not afraid, then you'll try to work against the Rishayim, against the evildoers. Ella, rather, don't compete with them on their ground. Don't become evil like them to compete with them. Don't be jealous of them. Meaning when it says don't be jealous of them, don't be jealous of their success. It doesn't mean don't be jealous of them, don't despise them for what they've done. It means don't be jealous of their success and do the same thing as them. And also says, don't be jealous of those who do evil. You shouldn't be jealous of them. They're doing evil. Lokash, it's not difficult. When are you meant to be jealous of them? In when they do. When are you meant to compete with them? You're meant to compete with them in things that are holy. And when are you not meant to compete with them? In business and things like that, court cases, whatever. That's when you're meant to leave them alone. And there's another, you could say it a little differently. And then maybe there was another possibility. Someone who should compete with the Rishayim, who should try to compete with evildoers and bring them down, that's a tzaddik gomer, that's someone who really hasn't done anything wrong in his life. Someone who's done a few things wrong in a day, but basically is a good person, should not try to compete with them, because then, sure, he's a tzaddik and they're not, but still, he exists on their plane. Right? The Amar Rav Huna, as Rav Huna said, why does the pasuk mean when it says, how... Why will you gaze upon those who betray you? You'll be quiet when an evil one swallows someone who's righteous, more righteous than him. Tzadik mimenu, ba'olah, he can swallow someone, he can defeat someone who's more righteous than him. Tzadik amar, someone who's truly, truly righteous. Then it won't work. But by saying, you could say something else. Shah mesachek eslishayin. You can say, no, what we originally said. It's different when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing him to succeed for a certain amount of time. Amar Ula. Ula said, Italia shel Yavan ze krach gadol shel Remi. The place that's referred to as Italia shel Yavan. Right? Italia shel Yavan is mentioned in the Targum to Yechezkel as being a very, very evil city. Right? That is, in fact... That is the biggest city of Rome. Vehavia tlasmea parasot tlasmea parasot. It was 300 parasot by 300 parasot. It was enormous. Ve'yish ba'shloish me'os shishim ve'chamisha shvakim keminyim me'os chama. And in it there were 365 markets, just like there are 360, one for each day of the year. Ve'katan shebechulam shel mekriyofes. And the smallest one was where they sold the birds. Ve'havia shisha asar mil ashisar shamal. And that one was 16 miles by 16 miles. And the king would feast in a different one every single day. And someone who lives there, even though he wasn't born there, will take money, take some sort of a gift from the house of the king. Same thing if someone was born there, but doesn't live there anymore, he can receive something from the base of the house of the king. And it has 3,000, the 3,000 houses of people in it. And there are another 500 windows which let out smoke from the houses outside of the city. It's enormous. It sits between the sea and the mountains. One side is a wall of iron, And one side is a stone wall. And it's a truly enormous city. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. Karu es ha-Megillah ba-Adar Rishon ves Abra Hashana. They read the Megillah on the first Adar, right? It's a word. Case of like this year, Hashana Me'o Beres. It's the first Adar and the second Adar. Well, currently in the first Adar, well, there will be a second Adar, there will be Adar Sheni afterwards. So here they read the Megillah in the first Adar, and then they decided there would be another Sheni. Right? Well, remember, we're talking in a time when Bezdin are deciding when the new nuns will be declared. Will be based on when Edim come to give testimony, they saw a new moon. Right? So they decide that there will be another Sheni instead of being Nisan straight away, because otherwise Pesach will fall too early, it wouldn't be in the Aviv. It wouldn't be in the time when things are starting to bear fruit. But so if they were to read Megillah in Adar Rishon, and then they find out that it was only Adar Rishon, it wasn't Adar Sheni, Karin Matab Adar Sheni, you should read it again in Adar Sheni. Really, Purim is in Adar Sheni. Ain bein Adar Rishon, la Adar Sheni, and la Kriyas Megillah, or Matan Slav Yonim. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, only Megillah and Matan Slav Yonim, like I said earlier. Matan Slav Yonim really accompanies Kriyas Megillah, right? Because during the Megillah is a time when the Anim, the poor people, know to come to Shul to ask for Matan Slav Yonim. Okay, let's continue Mishnah in the Gemara. When it comes to reading the four parshios, right, they are the same thing. Parshas Shkalim, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Parim, Parshas Chodesh, they will be the same. Right, they will be read in first in Adar Rishon, and they'll be read again in Adar Sheni. We do the same thing. It says, Mani Masnizin, who thinks this? It's not any of the three to nine that we just mentioned. It's not the anonymous Tanakam in the Brisa, it's not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, it's not Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, and we'll see in a second what their opinions were, what exactly is this referring to. The Sanyas we have in the Brisa, Karu Esa Megillah Ba'adar Rishon Misab Rashana. If they read the Megillah in the first Adar, then they decided it was going to be only the first Adar, there would be another Adar afterwards before it was Nisan. Karu Esa Adar Rashani, one should read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni. Shekol Mitzvah Isana Shenogas B'Sheninogas B'Rishon, Chos Mimikron Megillah, so because all of the Mitzvahs which exist in the second Adar, exist also in the first, except for Megillah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Ein Karin Oitzah B'Adar Sheni, you should not read them in Megillah again in Adar Sheni. Shekol Mitzvah Shenogas B'Sheni Nogas B'Rishon, because everything you can do in the second Adar, you can also do in the first Adar. So really, the fact you read Megillah in the first Adar is fine. Rabbi Shimon Lemir, Meir, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi, Af, Korin Oitzah B'Adar Sheni, Shekol Mitzvah Shenogas B'Sheni, Nogas B'Sheni, Ein Nogas B'Rishon. And Rashbag says that you should read the Megillah again. Why? Because nothing that you're meant to do during Adar Sheni is true also in Adar Rishon. But everybody agrees that on the 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon, just like on the 14th and 15th of Adar Sheni, there is a prohibition of Hesped, of eulogizing people, and a Hesped of Tainus, of fasting, because these are still sort of attached to Purim. Rabban Shimon Gemel Ben Gamliel Hainu Tanakame, isn't Rabban Shimon Gamliel the same thing as Tanakama, right? Isn't he advocating the same position here, that you should read Megillah again? Amar of Papa, Rav Papa said, Seder Parshiyos Yikivnai. The difference between them is Seder Parshiyos, because Rabban Gamliel holds, Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds that everything you did in Adar Rishon should be repeated, right? And Tanakama says only Mikra Megillah. The Tanakama Sarah Lachachila B'Sheini Ve'iva B'Rishon Avot. Tanakama said you really should read those four Parshiyos you mentioned, Shkalim, Zachar, Parah, and Achodesh, in Adar Sheni. But if you read them in Adar Rishon, a big deal, you can. Bar Mikra Megillah. But only Mikra Megillah can't be done in the first. The Afa Gav, the Karab Rishon, Karab Sheni. Even if you read it already in the first Adar, you should read it again. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Savarav, Yilam Mikra Megillah, Chachil Rishon. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi thought that Mikra Megillah, that reading the Megillah, even reading the Megillah can be in the first Adar. Kal Vachoymer, A fortiori, all of the other things that you read in Adar, you can read in Adar Rishon, meaning the four parshas, you can read in Adar Rishon, not in Adar Sheni. V'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Savar, Afilu Sefer Parshas, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, even those four parshas, Ikar Rishon, Ikar Sheni, if you read it already in the first Adar, you need to read it again in the second Adar. There is nothing which you're meant to do in Adar, which you can do in the first Adar. It all has to be in the second Adar. Mani. Who said our Mishnah? If you think the Tanakama is the person who said our Mishnah, right, then he said that everything can be done in Adar Rishon, except for Mikra Megillah. So I presume the Tanakh of Yonim can be done in Adar Rishon. E Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Kashi, Nami, Mikra Megillah. If it's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, he held that you could do even Mikra Megillah in the first Adar. So clearly, he wasn't the one who wrote our Mishnah. If it's Rashbad, Kasha said he Seder Parshios. The implication of Rashbad's position is that Seder Parshios can't be done in the first Adar, even Bediyevet. If you did do them in the first Adar, you have to do them again. Tanakama and the Mishnah seems to not say that. The Mishnah seems to not say that. Lo ilum Tanakama, the son Mikra Megillah, what din matanas l'vienim. No, the answer was really it is Tanakama, right? Who says that the only difference between other Rishon and the Sheni is Mikra Megillah. But Matanas Lev Yonim is attached to Mikra Megillah. Therefore, Mikra Megillah comes to include Matanas Yonim. Deha, Beha, Tal Yavir, they're in fact dependent on each other. You could say something different. The difference, the Mishnah was written by Rashbag. And really, there's text missing from the Mishnah, and so we're going to correct it. Ein bein arba asar sheba darish and arba asar sheba darishini ela Mikra Megillah Matanas Lev Yonim. The Mishnah should have said there's no distinction between the 14th of Adar Rishon and the 14th of Adar Sheni, except for Mikra Megillah and Matanis Lev Yonim, right? But when it comes to Hesped Matanis, it comes to the prohibition of eulogies and the prohibition of fasting, they are the same thing. And the reason why it doesn't mention Seder Parshios is because that's not the topic of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is really only about one day, it's not about the whole month. Says Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said the name of Rabbi Yoichanan. Hilchasa ke Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel she Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Right, the halacha is like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel who said the name of Rabbi Yosi. You would need to repeat even the four parashiyos and kol v'chomer mikra Megillah if you did them already in the first Adar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "V'shnei mikra echad darshu," and everybody was darshening the same pasuk. Bechol shana v'shana, the pasuk says, every single year, right? Every single year, we will celebrate. We will read the same. We will read Megillah Esther. We celebrate Purim. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Zavra, bechol shana v'shana, ba bechol shana v'shana, adar asamuch l'shvat, havkan adar asamuch l'shvat. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yosi, who held that you can read Megillah in the first Adar, said every single year it's the same thing. Right? Just as every year when there's not two Adars, Adar is next to Shvat, so too when there are two Adars, the Adar which is next to Shvat is the important one. Rabban Shimon ben Eliezer and Rashbag thought, Bechol Shana Vashna, every single year, Ma kol shana v'shana adar samuch nitzan af kan adar samuch nitzan. Rashbag thought that just as every single year it was the adar next to Nisan, so true this year it's the adar which is next to Nisan, which where we have to fulfill the mitzvah of Purim, even bediyeved. Bishlam Rabbi Eliezer Rishi Mistabra Taima the Ein Ma'avir Nal Mitzvah Sela Rabban Gamliel Rishim Gamliel My Taima. We understand the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer by Rabbi Yosi, right? Why would you try to do all of the mitzvahs of Purim in the first Adar and not in the second Adar? Because in the first Adar, you should try to do mitzvahs as soon as possible. So you'll do them in the first Adar when the first opportunity presents itself and not in the second Adar. But for Rashbag, why would you delay it till the second Adar? Don't we generally have a principle that you don't delay mitzvahs? Amar Rabbi Tevi said, Taima de Rashbag, Mismach Geula Geula Adif. Right, he says. Rabbi Tevi said the reason for what Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel thinks is that putting the redemption, the salvation of Purim next to the salvation of Yetzias Mitzrayim is more important than performing the mitzvah at the earliest possible time. Rabbi Elazar said something a little bit different. Rabbi Elazar said something different. Taima de Rabban Shimon Gamliel mehachat dichsiv lekayemes igeres haparim azois hashenis. Right? He said that the reason for Rabban Shimon Gamliel's position is the pasuk lekayem es igeres to fulfill the letter. Right? The Megillah is referred to as the igeres haparim, the letter of Purim. This letter of Purim hashenis, the second one. Right, why Hashenis? What does that mean? It means in the second month. when there's an option of 2 months, do it in the second month. V'itzurich l'michta v'ashe nitz v'itzurich l'michta v'chol shana v'shana v'shana v'yib mikol v'chol shana v'shana v'yib mikol v'chol shana v'shana So it says, and you need to say, have both the pasuk of Bechol Shana V'Shana to teach us that it is the Adar which is next to Nisan. And you need to have Sheinis to teach us that it is the second of the two Adars. For why? Because if it had only said every single year, Bechol Shana V'Shana, then you would have thought, do it in the first Adar. Why not? Therefore, you do it in the second Adar. That's what we learn from Hashenis. And if it had only said Hashenis, then what would you have thought? You would have thought that the ideal way to perform Purim is twice. Once in Adar Rishon and once in Adar Sheni. So we learn that you only do it in Adar Sheni and not in Adar Rishon. Bechol V'Shana teaches us that just like in a regular year, you only celebrate Purim once, so to in a leap year, when there's a second Adar, you only celebrate Purim once. Right? Tev Shkirk, and we will continue, please God, tomorrow.